When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1601 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey everybody.
So Tracy, I found some stories of things that freaked people out while they were camping.
Dude, you don't have to tell me about that. Those raccoons with you, right?
I love those raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
We caused all kinds of trouble that camping trip.
We did. Or they did, I should say.
Well, no, we did because we were feeding the raccoons and then everybody else didn't want the raccoons in the campsite.
Yeah.
And they were freaked out and we weren't staying there.
Yeah, so we were going somewhere else.
We fed them and they got them all over there looking for food and then we left and went to a hotel. We like raccoons. What can
we
I say?
Hello, they're adorable.
Some buddies and I went camping by a lake one night. It was about 1:30 a.m. and we heard some rustling in the bushes. I just figured it was probably a rabbit or something. We went over to check it out. We found absolutely nothing. About 1:35, a huge pickup truck was lifted and blaring loud music drove by on a dirt road, really slow. They started shining a huge police-grade spotlight onto me and my friends.
Country boys.
The truck burned out and kept driving. So my best friend and I decided to drive up the road and see if we could spot anything unusual about the truck. We get to the main road. There are probably 7 or 8 cop cars, lights flashing, 2 or 3 ambulances.
Oh, no.
So we stop, turn around, and I swear, like in a damn horror film, a cop pecks on my window with his flashlight out of nowhere. He asks what we're doing. We told him that we were camping, told him about the truck. He says, well, you boys might want to camp somewhere else. We had a homicide here and we haven't located the suspect.
Well,
my friend says, So should we be scared?
And oh, like duh.
Damn idiot. And the cop says, and I quote, "Well, I'm not scared, but there are 20 officers here and we all have guns." I said, "Yes, sir." And we tore off back down to the campsite. My best friend called the rest of our buddies and told them to pack up our gear, not to ask questions, and that we had to get out. We literally threw two fully pitched tents into the back of one of the trucks and got the hell out of there. The cops located the killer about 30 minutes later at our campsite.
Get on out.
First of all, nobody Dude. In the history of the world has ever said, get on out.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know. That's the only thing I think of at the time.
All right, this one says a
you
scary...
Said, he.
It's my Eddie Murphy laugh from Coming to America. Mm-hmm. Scary encounter with a bear. I was about 8. I didn't want to sleep in the tent with my sister, so I slept on a cot under the store, the stores, the stars. I was underneath Walmart's stores. Sign. Woke up to a bear sniffing my head and neck. I was basically paralyzed with fear. The bear left me and went to sniff around for some snacks. It made enough noise to wake up my parents, who then scared it away. I moved my cot into my sister's tent immediately after that. Could you imagine waking up to a bear?
Oh my goodness.
Sniffing on your head and stuff?
No. Not on my head. He'd probably run for the hills.
I would be freaked out because a lot of times I like to rub bacon grease on my head.
And
that
would have
been ugly.
Oh, that would have been.
That would have been ugly.
Yeah, he would have got entangled in my mop, yeah.
Let's stick with the theme. I was stalked for almost 15 kilometers by a black bear with mange on the Matagami River in northern Ontario.
Poor thing.
It really made a mess of my usually pretty level head. Being in a pretty significant state of exhaustion by that point in the trip, my brain saw a giant chupacabra. It took a while for me to calm down and figure out what the hell that it was. So, there you go.
Well, I don't know, man.
I got one more quick
No
one.
More camping, man. That's all I can tell you.
Went camping in deep Appalachia in a tent. Woke up to a weird feeling that I was laying on something. Then I felt it move. A snake had made its way under my tent, and I think it was trying to keep warm as it stopped moving right under my back, where my back was. After me moving a bit, it finally went on its merry way. I never forgot how it felt moving underneath me.
No way, man. Mm-mm. Nope. Not happening.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Oh, I think there's like a big worm underneath of me.
What was that? Tremors.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that wraps it up. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1602 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What up, yo?
So we're going to be back with more camping stories. This one says, on one occasion in southern Colorado, we had just summited a peak pretty late in the day. By that time, we were halfway down. It had gotten dark, too dark to see too far in front of us. Our camp was set up much lower down the mountain, but we were scrambling over boulders and crags on the steep incline in pitch black dark, so we just decided to bush camp, like literally in a bush.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
There was this shrub on the other side of the mountain that looked like it would be decent enough to camp in. It formed roughly a semicircle with an opening in the middle where we could sleep in a way that felt walled off and protected. So we laid down close to each other for warmth and managed to doze off. Sometime in the middle of the night, my buddy woke up asking if I heard that. I listened and I could hear something walking around the outside the bush. A weird guttural growling noise, not deep, just weird sounding. We stayed absolutely still and kept listening, hoping whatever mountain banshee it was would just move on.
It did you didn't. Say hoping?
All right, that should have been hoping.
Okay.
Hoping whatever mountain banshee it was would just move on. It didn't. It kept poking around the perimeter of the bush, and it sounded big. That whole sentence sounded bad.
That sounded nasty.
Eventually,
something big poking around your bush.
And it sounded big. Eventually, it made its way over to their semicircle, opened up to the inside.
The semicircle.
And it was so pitch black outside that it could have just make out a mass, but had no idea what it was. We were completely frozen, just staring ahead. My buddy whispered, "What the F is that?" And I slowly grabbed my phone, shone a light on it, and saw that it was a mountain lion.
Oh, whoa.
It looked huge, but for know, it could have been a baby. It growled at the light and made a quick movement, like crouched down suddenly, and just kept staring and doing that weird growling thing. I have no idea what came over me. Fight or flight kicked in, and I guess part of me took over and had realized there was nowhere to flight, so I slowly grabbed the machete next to me, unsheathed it, and somehow I jumped up and immediately started screaming and put my hands in the air and waved them like I just don't care. Started swinging the machete around wildly. I killed two of my friends, but we didn't get attacked by a mountain lion. See, you weren't paying attention.
I was, because I'm just sitting here thinking, what would you do? I mean, you literally cannot move. You literally cannot make a run for it. I mean, you can't.
He said, whatever I did worked, and it noped the hell back really quick, just darted out across the mountain into the night.
God, how scary is that? What would you do? Poop in your britches?
I would probably do exactly what he had if I had access to a machete.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. A mountain lion trying to attack me? You're backed up into some bushes.
I don't want to kill him.
It's like a buffet for him.
Why don't you just cut like your arm off and give it to him, and then you guys can make a run for it?
Absolutely crazy. Not going to happen.
Oh.
Plus, then it would draw sharks.
In the forest?
It's on a mountain, first of all. Not wolves,
you
but
you said sharks. Dude.
You can't be too careful with sharks. Not wolves, but a pack of coyotes in this case. My friend and I were out for a night hike in an L.A. suburb. It was in the summer, so it was the only pleasant time of day for such things. We had been on a trail for probably 30 minutes, and we both started getting that you're being watched feeling. Our first concern was that we had attracted a mountain lion because, well, that's way worse than coyotes. As soon as we start pointing lights around, it became clear that we had the attention of five or more sets of eyes. So good news, not going to get eaten by a giant cat. Bad news, we had to walk out of there with a pack following us. They kept some distance, but when we got to the car, we dove in and slammed the doors.
I think I'd be more scared of a damn mouse than I would be mountain lions.
I think you would be too.
Isn't that stupid?
It is. Extremely stupid.
Oh.
Because mice are little bitty and they don't hurt anything.
They do when they poop on your crap.
That doesn't hurt anything. That just needs cleaning and sanitizing. All right, guys, that wraps it up for us this week. Thank you so much. We love you.
Love y'all.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT. Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.